All right, let's lock things down. It's a Friday, final segment of Crunch Time. We do a lot of wondering aloud. It's called the Tool Shed. First, we bring in the landlord to open the Crunch Time Tool Shed.
I love this city. I love being a Yankee.
First up, laughably retired fighter Conor McGregor. Yo, I get it. It's another world. You step into a ring, you're getting paid to allow someone the opportunity to knock your lights out, maybe kill you, or cause irreparable damage. I don't get that, but there's a line of decency. I'd say it applies to children, and in this case, the wife of Khabib Nurmagomedov, a guy who's made it clear he wants his wife to be out of the spotlight and maintain her privacy. So McGregor goes on Twitter like a psycho and calls his wife a towel, disgustingly belittling her heritage and religion. And he was so bold and brave, he deleted the tweet, but somebody caught it on a screenshot. And this coming from a guy who, as we speak, it really appears he's being investigated for a sexual assault. He's obviously lost his mind. A couple times recently, he's avoided jail time. Think of the infamous bus assault plus multiple other run-ins. He's talented, but he's kind of a scumbag. Next up, country singer, which is a slight oxymoron, Jake Owen. Look, I wouldn't know the dude if he walked in here and keeled over onto my feet. And I also have actual taste in music, but that's besides the point. So apparently he was at the wedding of golfer Jordan Spieth, along with Phil Mickelson. And it was soon after the ridiculous match Lefty had with Tiger. Owen actually bragged on a podcast that he went up to Mickelson and complained, "You owe me effing $29.99 for wasting 2 hours with the crappiest golf I've ever seen." And the best part, Lefty pulled out a wad of hundreds, threw one at this clown, and said, "I won 90,000 of these, so go F yourself."
$5, good lord, that's a lot of money.
So first, Owen's a liar, because if you remember, because of the glitch, nobody got charged for the match. Second, it's come to light, he had been imbibing a bit, so not only is he a dimwit, but he only had beer muscles. Schmuck. Next up, Jerry Jones and the Dallas Cowboys. So I remember when the decision was made and Dak Prescott was named the starter over the injured Tony Romo. And Romo, to his credit, said the NFL was a meritorious league, and he was correct. But clearly, it's not always the case with the league and not even this franchise. So if you had an employee, you needed to show up and counted on them, but because of their behavior and their behavior alone, they were available about 44% of the time. Think you'd consider giving them a raise? Well, that's pretty much what's happened. Gregory's been suspended for violating the substance abuse policy a lot. He's played in 28 of the 64 games Dallas has had during the regular season since he was drafted in 2015. He just got an extension through 2020. He's getting rewarded. He's been suspended 4 times with another pending. That'll learn them. Finally, we have MLB umpire Ron Culpa. This guy needs a mea culpa. Because even for a self-important ref or official or umpire, this guy is a jackass. So Tuesday night, the Astros are playing the Rangers in Arlington. Tyler White takes a ball low, and I mean low, somewhere between the ankles and the sole of the foot. It's a called strike, and instead of just calling the game, for some reason, Culpa looks towards the dugout. Obviously, somebody said something. Turns out it's hitting coach Alex Cintron, who's chirping a bit. He gets tossed. Next pitch, a suspect strike. Out comes manager A.J. Hinch. He gets thrown out. So now you know, when a manager gets tossed, now he's going to get his money's worth. He's in Culpa's face, and you could see the video. It's gone viral. Hinch says, "You can't keep doing that." And this idiot umpire responds with, "I can do anything I want." Literally the opposite of your job. There's nothing worse than an official who thinks anybody is there for them and they're grandstanding, drawing attention to themselves. What an unprofessional putz.
Culpa, he's the worst.
Yeah, over McGregor. You know what? Insulting a guy's wife, it's kind of low. So we're going to go with Conor McGregor. Congratulations. And with that, we close the Crunch Time Tool Shed.
My only focus is to play baseball, the right way. That was silly and unprofessional.
He gone!